One of the spokespeople for Team Brissett has called the program after Wiggy has mentioned him countless times this morning. Rob Ninkovich. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. You know, I love having a nice cup of coffee in the morning and getting text messages. Wiggy's talking about you on the radio. I want to just throw my two cents out there. I want to say what I have to say. I want to ask Wiggy a question.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question, Wiggy.
You got it.
What is secondary to the physical side of football? What is very important? There's physical. What's the next thing?
Mental.
Mental, right? Yep. Mental. Physical, mental. Okay. So I want to take you through a little bit of statistics here. So you look at quarterback sack percentage, okay? The number one team in the NFL right now is Denver at 2.82% sack rate, yeah, percentage, okay? They got a rookie quarterback in there, right? Who was struggling. He's struggling, right? Like, mm-hmm, he's throwing, I should have threw it to the other team. You know, he's struggling. Okay. So now you're talking about Williams in Chicago.
Yep.
28th in the NFL, 10%. He's 10.19%, yep, okay, in the NFL. Now, what do you think his quarterback rating is?
It's probably very low.
72. Let me ask you, Jacoby's quarterback rating, what is it?
I would probably guess
it's 77.
The
77. Oh. It's 77. It's better, wow, than Caleb Williams in Chicago. 77. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, 32 in the NFL at 13.49% is the New England Patriots, okay? The mental side of going in there when you're a young guy and you're trying to learn an offense and get the timing down and you're running for your life and you don't have a chance to set your feet up and throw a perfect pass, that can mess you up, right, mm-hmm, with confidence, with learning, you know, how to play in the NFL. Now, I get it. Throw them out there. Let them play. Okay. But then you're putting at risk a potential Sam Darnold situation with New York, where you got a guy back there that says on live television he's seeing ghosts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you have to protect your investment, not for this year. And I talked about this, patience. Everyone needs to be patient. This isn't a snap your finger and we're back in the playoffs. And I know New England Patriot fans are spoiled. You know, they booed us at halftime when we were winning Super Bowls. I get it, right? You want to win right now, mm-hmm, but this isn't a car lease where you turn it in and you get a new car, or a cell phone that you turn in every 2 years. It takes a little bit of time. Number one, you got to evaluate where the roster's at. I mean, Mayo, I think he's done a great job as far as coaching. He hasn't done anything where you're like, oh, look at the coaching decisions. No, he's doing his best right now because he's trying to evaluate the roster, make appropriate moves where what you have on the roster right now. Defensively, I mean, you lose your best inside linebacker. They're dealing with injuries. So, you know, there's no excuses in the NFL, right? I get, mm-hmm, it. But at the moment right now, you don't have David Andrews, who's helping you make all the checks, right, in the protections and the slides and who to pick up and blitz pickup. That's a big problem, right? So your corners, the edges of the offense, sorry, I don't say corner. I say the corners of the offense. Your tackles, you know, they have some injuries there. You're not able to put a lineup in front of a young quarterback where you could feel confident that he's not going to hit his back foot and get smashed from behind, right? Mm-hmm. From the back blindside hits. So I think at the moment right now, you still got to make sure that you protect the mental side of a young quarterback, and it's got nothing to do with the physical side.
Oh. Can I ask Nick one question? Do you think, you brought up Bo Nix and Caleb Williams, do you think this experience that they're getting, learning and from all these mistakes that they're making this season, is going to help them out next year?
I don't know. I saw Caleb Williams roll his eyes to a quarterback that told him, you got to make sure you don't take so many hits football game.
But I asked you, do you think...
So maybe it doesn't matter. You know, the guy's going to be out there. He's going to have his own opinion of how he plays. If he doesn't take coaching and doesn't learn anything from this year, it doesn't matter.
Right, but that's on the
matter.
But that's on the player. But is he in situations that are teachable moments that he is going to be able to learn from and make better next year?
There's always when you're on the field, you're always learning from your play. Yes, okay. I agree with you,
Rob.
That can happen.
Yep,
Rob. Would you sit him all season?
Now, I don't think I'd sit him all season, but this is what I would do. I would make sure that if he is going to touch the field, we're not having him in situations where other teams are pinning their ears back. And, you know, when you come into the game at the end of the game and you're getting blown out, the defensive line is just looking for sacks. They're not running. They don't care about the run. They don't care about anything. They just want to get to the quarterback. So if he does enter the game, I would rather see him at the start of the game than coming in at the end, right? Because at the end of the game, when guys are up, when defenses are up and they know that they're going to win the football game, they don't care about the run. They're just trying to get to the quarterback. That's money, right? They're trying to make money.
Rob, so, what do you say to people that say, when you bring up the mental aspect of it, if he can't handle it mentally, then he shouldn't be in the league?
No, that's I've seen plenty of really good football players get down on themselves mentally, and they don't play at the level that they should play. I mean, and it happens, and some guys are out of the league because of it, and other guys get another opportunity, Sam Darnold, and they ball out. It's how, in that particular season, how are you utilized? How is your self-confidence and how you're playing? Because, you know, Wiggy knows this. There's times in a football season where you're like, man, can I even do this? You know, and it's a very, very, very tough mental game to try and get yourself to play at a high, high level every single week. And it takes everybody. It's not just yourself. You got to count on the guy next to you. You got to count on the tackle to do his job. You got to count on the center to get the ball to you. So there's so many factors that go into winning football. It's never just one guy. And if everyone mentally is confident, that's why you practice so hard. And you know, go back to when we were winning Super Bowls here. We had a group of guys that mentally were sharp, ready to go, and they were confident, and they knew that the guy next to them was going to do their job. When you don't know how that's going to play out, it affects you.
But Nick, they're never going to get to that point where they believe in all that. This roster is awful. Like, you're trying to create a scenario that is just not going to be possible in the next year.
Well, you're not, like I said before, it's not a snap of your fingers, and you're just snapping your fingers, and things are going to happen. It takes time, and, you know, the roster where it was at when Mayo took over wasn't great, right? And who was the one that built the roster up, right? So it takes time to draft and to bring in free agents. And you're not just going to spend money to spend money. If you don't feel that the money that is appropriate for somebody is worth it, why would you spend it when you can get, you really have to build through the draft. That's pretty much now modern football. If you draft well, and you get key pieces through the draft, it helps you long term
because
you control
the
contract.
What week you starting?
What week? I don't know. Why you put me on the spot right now? Maybe. Well, first of all, they got to figure out who their center is.
Right, but I'm saying, what week would you start him? Because you said you'd play him this year.
I would like to see 6 to 8 weeks of him under center.
Jeez. So you'd start him by like week 12.
No, he said 6 to 8. Weeks.
68 games.
Total.
Like under his belt. Yeah, total. Yeah.
Oh, total?
Yeah,
okay.
So week 9 or something.
So week 9.
Yeah.
So what's going to be the difference between week 4 and week 9 with the offensive line? It's still going to be the same. So you're making my point, Nico. Put the guy in, let him get experience, and start him early, run the ball, put him on the move. There's so many things you can do.
Well, good thing we're not the head coach.
All right. Robert, thank you for calling. Can't wait to see. Are we going to see you soon? You're going to come Friday, by the way? You love cars.
I got to go to Atlanta Friday. I wish I could be there. I'm leaving at 1.
ATL.
All right. Well, we'll see you soon. We'll do a show soon.
Hey, see you guys. Take care.
A lot of guys on the other side of this.
He said week 8, though.
Week 8, 9, maybe. All right. We got to go. Great show today.
Yeah. Great show.
Great show.
Covered a lot.
Hopefully nothing on the show today gave you the ick.
No.
We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 with Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College Football. At 6:45, Jones and Keefe next. Thank you for your patronage.